I'm wondering about this yo-yo of temperatures and whether that has anything to do with us getting sick, be it by the flu or anything else, when it's 70 one day and then the 20s the next.
The temperature does have something to do with the flu, because flu is respiratory spread. And when we're all really cold and we all stay inside, we're all congregated closer together. So there's not as much chance. There's more of a chance to get each other sick. Whereas when it's 70 degrees outside, you're able to go outside. It's also kind of hard on the body to switch temperatures really quickly, especially if you have that kind of job where you go in one place and it's really, really cold. You go outside and it's really, really hot. It's hard on your respiratory system to do that. So certainly all of these conditions aid in, you know, people getting sick.
As for this flu season, from the health department perspective, the day in, day out caseload stuff, any better or worse than in previous years?
This year, and I've said it before, the flu season came early and it hit hard. It really did seem like it just one day we didn't have flu cases, the next day we did. And that was in the early part of December. Now, as we're starting to enter the first part of January, we're seeing actually a drop. All three healthcare facilities are reporting less. And to put some numbers behind that, the week ending January the 11th, there was a total of 125 seasonal flu identified and 46 influenza-like, whereas at the end of January 18th, we only had 59 seasonal flu confirmed and 53 influenza-like illness. So we are seeing a drop in the flu, and part of that's due to people, thankfully, rushed out and got their flu shot. And then people became more aware, so they were staying home when they weren't feeling well and went to their doctor. And feel it's maybe also a good time that people established care with a primary care physician so that, you know, when they do get sick, they're more, have already developed that relationship with a doctor that they can call and say, hey, I think I'm sick, and maybe could you treat me and my family? But you can only do that when you've developed a relationship with a doctor.
And you probably can't say what you just said often enough.
We really can't. And I would beg if we could for everyone to get a flu shot. There's so much out there. After several of our media, people have said, well, I don't believe in the flu shot, and I believe it gets us sick. I believe it weakens the immune system. It does not. It strengthens the immune system. And I think Dr. Sullivan said it best at Scott and White that, you know, anytime we inject a foreign body, and that's what we're doing when we put flu, we're going to get a little bit of an immune response. You're going to get that, I don't feel just the, but it's going to be certainly less than what you would have gotten with full-blown flu. And so it's so important for people to go out and get their flu shot, and if not for themselves, for the people around them.
Even now, it's okay to do it.
Yes, and it's still, because your immunity is not just for this year. It'll probably be strongest this year, but you'll see that you're protected from H1N1 for years to come. And so that's why getting your flu shot is so important, because it's not just, you're not just getting immunity just for this year, but you're getting it for many years to come.
Then let me play devil's advocate for those who say, well, I got my shot last year, so that means I don't have to get one this year.
Well, that's not, because each year there are new strains. Now, consistently over the last 4 years, they've been careful to put in the H1N1. But this year was the first year that they've added a fourth strain called the Yamagata strain. And it was more, so instead of just two seasonal flus and one atypical flu, this year they've put in two atypical flus. So you're kind of getting even more coverage. And you only got that extra boost if you came and got this year's flu shot.
So the sooner the better, but it can be administered at any time of the year then?
Yes. Generally, the only time it's not available is just that June, July, and August, as the we've closed out one flu year and the manufacturers are ramping up for their next rollout in August. So you'll be able to get your flu shot through June of this year. Then there'll be approximately a three-month break, and then you'll hear us talking again in August and September about it's time to come get another flu shot.
And for those who are going to get it or maybe are on the cusp of having it hit, what do they need to do from a treatment standpoint?
As soon as you feel the body aches, that respiratory illness and the body aches are and fever are kind of what give it away. You need to go to the doctor or urgent care, because that's when, if you're going to start an antiviral like Tamiflu, you want to start it early. Once you're into the full-blown flu, the Tamiflu is of little help to you, especially for the expense of the medication. Your body's already on the downhill side of healing itself. So as soon as you start to say, I'm not feeling well, I think I've got a little bit of fever, it's time to go to the doctor.
And for those who are trying to get over it, the emphasis on not trying to do too much too fast.
If you are now recovering and you just were going to stay home and just going to defeat it on your own, that's fine too. Lots of fluid, Tylenol for aches and pains. And remember not to give children aspirin.